Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Today, we are back on the topic of superannuation, and we're going to tackle one of the big issues in the space, the gender super gap. We know that women retire with significantly less super than men. The figures vary, but ASFA has previously released data suggesting that the gap is around 42% for those aged between 60 and 64. Now, that's obviously a massive gap, and there are a few reasons for it. Women tend to earn less than men. Women tend to take more time out of the workforce for caring responsibilities. And women tend to work part-time more often. That's the reality of the situation at the moment. But here's the good news. There's no magic formula to close that gap, but there are smart strategies that individuals can employ. And it's really important to stress here that these aren't just for women. They're for anyone who is interested in giving their retirement savings a boost. So on today's episode, I'm very pleased to say that we're going to dive into the key steps that you can take in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, and beyond to help set yourself up for a strong retirement. And to help us along the way today, I'm very pleased to say that we are joined by two financial advisors from Telstra Super Financial Planning, Rebecca Cheevers and Sophie McRae. Sophie, Rebecca, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thank you, Tom. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having us.
So, Rebecca, let's kick things off with people in their 20s. Clearly, this isn't an age where everyone is necessarily thinking a whole heap about their super. And I know, at least from my experience, I wasn't. So why should they?
That's a really good question, Tom. It's because really time is your big advantage. In your 20s, you're all about laying a strong foundation, and even small actions can have a huge impact over the longer term on your super balance.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I guess it's something I wish I appreciated a little bit more a little earlier on. So what are the key things that people in their 20s should be focusing on then, Rebecca?
So there are some really basic fundamentals when it comes to super in your 20s. To begin with, it's really important to just have a look at your super. How many accounts do you have? Do you need multiple? Familiarize yourself with your super provider's website. Make sure you set up online access where you can check on your super and see what it's up to. How's it performing? Next, check where your super is invested. If you're young, you generally have decades before retirement, which means you may benefit from being invested in a high growth investment option. Then other options that you could consider are things like salary sacrifice. So instead of getting all of your salary paid into your bank account, you can choose to have some of it before tax paid straight into your super. This strategy is the most effective for those earning over $45,000, as they may pay less tax by contributing into their super. It's always worth speaking to your employer about setting this up, or if you are self-employed, then make these payments yourself. Obviously, if you can afford it, direct a portion of your next pay rise into super.
I love your point about salary sacrificing there, Rebecca. It's something I started doing a couple of years ago personally. And as you mentioned, I actually did it as well when I got a little pay rise. And started dedicating a little bit of that towards my super. And I've definitely seen the difference over the last couple of years. So that's been really helpful. Before we move on, though, I want to ask you about insurance. So is this something that people in their 20s necessarily need?
It's a really good question, Tom. Many young people automatically have life insurance throughout their super or within their super. But depending on your situation, for example, if you don't have any dependents or major debts, you might not need it. So I'm a mother of a 21-year-old daughter, and she recently looked into her super and decided that for this point in time, she really doesn't need it and has decided to cancel it. She's a full-time student, she lives at home, and she's working part-time. So it just didn't make any sense for her. So I would say it's worth reviewing, as the premiums that you pay can eat into the super balance over the longer term.
Okay, let's move up the age spectrum now and have a chat about people in their 30s and 40s, possibly the greatest age, says the man comfortably in his mid-30s at this point. Sophie, what strategies are worth considering at this stage of life?
Thank you, Tom. So for the 30s and 40s, it can be a time when financial pressures start to ramp up and life becomes more complicated with mortgages, perhaps starting a family, childcare costs. And as someone also in that age bracket, it's something that I can really relate to. And this is also when the gender super gap really starts to widen significantly. By their late 30s, women's super balances are on average about 24% lower than men's.
Wow.
Yeah. And by their early 40s, that gap grows to 38%. So if you are taking time out of the workforce, something to consider is contribution splitting. This allows your partner who is still working to transfer some of their pre-tax super contributions into your account. This is a particularly effective strategy where one partner is a high income earner. They can salary sacrifice into their super, reduce their income tax, and then transfer up to 85% of their contributions into their partner's super account. And don't forget government incentives like the government co-contribution. That's where for every post-tax dollar contributed up to $1,000, the government may contribute half again, that is 50 cents for every dollar. The other strategy I wanted to mention is spouse contributions. This is when a member of a couple can make an after-tax contribution of up to $3,000 into their spouse's super and then receive a tax offset up to $540. Income eligibility of the receiving spouse do apply, so it's worthwhile doing more research there. As Rebecca also mentioned, in the 20s, it can be just as important to review your super investment strategy in your 30s and 40s to see if it still reflects your tolerance for risk and timeframe to retirement.
All right, let's move on and have a chat about people in their 50s then. This is obviously when a lot of people start paying serious attention to their super. So Rebecca, what are some strategies that people in this age group can employ?
So I would say first thing, Tom, is don't panic. Even if you feel like you're a little bit behind, there are plenty of ways that we can look at your situation and catch up. Firstly, fingers crossed, the kids have left home. You might notice that as a result, you've got a little bit more disposable income and you can put that into your super. As outlined above, salary sacrifice is also worth taking advantage of. Another great strategy to consider is if your balance is under $500,000, there is the option to use what we call catch-up concessional contributions. This is where you can use any unused portion of your concessional cap from the last 5 years. This is great if you've had years where you couldn't contribute as much as you would have liked to, but now have some more financial flexibility. At this age as well, things can sometimes change. You may receive an inheritance or a financial windfall, and you could consider at this point making a non-concessional contribution, otherwise known as an after-tax contribution. You're able to put in up to $120,000 a year from your after-tax income or lump sum savings, or you can put up to $360,000 over a 3-year period using the available bring forward arrangements. It is, however, really important to ensure that you don't breach any of or exceed any of the super balances or contribution caps.
And one issue that, might be more relevant for this age group is obviously going to be downsizing. And when we talk about downsizing, we're talking about downsizing a home. So what's the deal here, Sophie?
Yes, and it is a big topic, particularly for this age group. And there is a strategy that is becoming more popular, known as downsizer contributions. So if you're over 55 and sell your home, you can contribute up to $300,000 per person from the sale proceeds into your super fund. This can be a great way to boost your balance and doesn't count towards the usual contribution cap limits. But there are rules around eligibility, so definitely seek advice before making a decision. This strategy is only offered as a once-off scheme, and the contribution needs to be made typically within 90 days of settlement.
I always love a chat which includes a heap of practical tips, and I certainly feel like we've done that and more in today's episode, and I certainly hope that you feel the same way too, dear listener. Sadly, we have reached the end of our chat though, so Rebecca, Sophie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you both.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be with you.
That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news, or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, Friends with Money will be right back in your podcast feeds next week. So until then, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.